This September, the number one best-selling author of The Da Vinci Code is back with a brand new race against time thriller. Robert Langdon must unlock a shocking secret, one that could change everything we believe. From Dan Brown comes The Secret of Secrets. Out now.
This way. While you're here.
We know we've a lot to get through. Searching for low prices shouldn't be one of them. That's why Screwfix check prices daily on over 1,000 essentials and basics. Screwfix. Low price. Checked.
Fancy fish tacos tonight? You'll catch some amazing prices at Aldi, that's for sure. The finest Irish breaded haddock goujons are just $2.99. Sour cream at just 89 cent. Mixed chilies, only 49 cent. And 8 mini white tortilla wraps are just 85 cent. That's an evening treat at amazing Aldi value, all wrapped up. Good food, good mood from Aldi. While stocks last.
Now to the Dingle Peninsula and to the brilliant concertina player Cormac Begley. This month, Cormac will be taking part in the Tradition Now Festival at the National Concert Hall in Dublin with his show Cormac Begley and Friends, featuring other musicians and dancers. Tradition Now will also be featuring Irla O'Leonard and the National Symphony Orchestra, along with other superlative musicians and performances. Good evening, Cormac. Lovely to talk to you this evening.
Hi, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
How is the weather in Dingle? I hear it's ropey.
Windy and rainy. Sideways wind but and rain. But tis nice to be snuggled up here at home.
On the 28th of this month, you're going to be performing at the National Concert Hall in the Tradition Now Festival. The night is called Cormac Begley and Friends. And one of those friends is the fiddle player Liam O'Connor. Tell me a bit about the festival and what it's saying about where Irish traditional music is now.
Yeah, well, it's a huge honour to be asked to be performing at Tradition Now Festival. I played there a few years ago, and I think maybe two years ago, I headlined the concert hall on a Saturday night, and it's a huge honour personally to be involved in it. But it's a festival that showcases some of the best of traditional music and song and dance, and I'm lucky to have Liam O'Connor, a friend, with me. To perform on the night. Liam is an extraordinary fiddle player and viola player, a generational talent, and he's done a huge amount of work already with the Irish Traditional Music Archive as a director there. And we've recently recorded an album together, which we launched in Vicar Street maybe 2 months ago. So any opportunity for me to spend time with Liam and to play music with him is welcomed, and I'd really look forward to sitting down with him and playing a few tunes.
I'd like to play something with yourself and Liam, if I can. This is Ryan's Rant. Maybe just introduce that for us.
Yeah, this is a tune that we learned from Tommy Potts, and it's a tune that I play in a lower register concertina. It's a bass concertina, and Liam is playing the viola on it. And it's the opening track of our new album called Into the Loam.
Let's have a listen to that. Thank you. And that is Cormac Begley and Liam O'Connor. That's called Ryan's Rant. Cormac, tell me a little bit about the concertina that you helped design that allows for those kind of full drone effects. And what makes that sound so captivating?
Yeah, well, As a young fella, I learned a lot about the concertina and the mechanics of the instrument. My father, Brandon O'Bioglioch, and my uncles, Seamus and Tommy Lord, were accordion players. And I grew up listening to reed instruments. And as I opened up the concertina one day to break it, to avoid joining my father to go to Kruger's pub and sit there playing the only two tunes I knew. As I opened it up, I learned how the mechanics of the instrument worked and realised that it was very similar to the accordion and the mechanics of the accordion. And the piece of the instrument that makes the sound is the reed, which is a very old mechanism that dates back to 2000 BC in the form of a jew's harp. You're probably all familiar with the sound of the jew's harp. It's the theme tune of the radio on the ground at the station here. But it's a piece of metal, nowadays a piece of metal that vibrates really quickly to create one tone. But back in 2000 BC, it was made out of bone or out of wood. And it was brought to Europe in the 12th century onto these islands in the 1600s. And that evolved into the harmonica, which requires you to blow into these holes to activate these reeds inside it. So the harmonica is the parent of both the concertina and the accordion, also the church organ, the Baldonian, the Schruti box harmonium, and that just requires bellows and air to go through them to resonate the reeds. And for the bass concertina that I asked the Dippers to design, I have these five levers on them, and it's the only concertina in the world that has these five drones on a single concertina. And rather than having a button that lifts up a pad to allow air to pass through the instrument and the reeds, this is a lever system that you can hook onto place, and rather than having two different sounding notes, you have one low, deep sound for each of the levers. And it's recreates a kind of a drone effect that the Illan pipes has, but it has one up on the pipers as well, because it's got five different drones. That's how it works.
I'm interested. I've always wondered this question: how strong do you need to be to play the concertina?
It depends on your style, I guess. Some of the lighter, smaller concertinas, it doesn't take too much pressure to play them. But for the bass, I've had to start going to the gym. It probably doesn't look like it, but it requires a good bit of strength to play, because it requires a lot of air to get through those reeds and to activate them and to keep the pressure and to keep the momentum of a tune. Some dumbbells are required.
Tell me a little bit about the pleasures of performing with other musicians, because I mean it's fundamentally what traditional music is about for a lot of people. It's about collaboration. How different is your performance when you're solo than it is when you're with others?
Yeah, I broadly see like musicians as two kind of categories of musicians. There's some that develop their own style and that they can play and they're identifiable, you know straight away who it is from every note that they play. And then there's another category, I think, that where people are kind of malleable and that they can adjust to other people's playing, and they kind of maybe become one with other musicians. And both are very important skills to have, but it's probably what I enjoy most at the moment, because I would have started off a lot playing music with my father and other friends through college, the Mungons, the McHughes, my cousins Owen and Neil Begley, and my brother Pádraic McDonagh, a big gang of people over the years. And then for the last probably 7-8 years I've been doing more solo playing, but the wheel has turned again, and it's probably central to any traditional musician's development to be able to play with other people and have a sense of their tempo, their dynamics, their choice of tunes, and connecting with other musicians. It's a central part to it, and something I really look forward to especially for the concert a week Sunday, because I'm playing with some of my favourite musicians. And not only musicians, Stephanie Keane will be dancing. She's extraordinary musician in her own right. She knows the tunes inside out. She studies them. She feels every note. She's got this kind of a wild and energy, very technical, very grounded dancer. And as well as that, I'm playing with my family. My father and my sister, Cliona, Cliona Beautley on fiddle and viola. And each of those individuals bring out different aspects, and you have to... it's a conversation with each of them, and their conversations I just love having with them. It's a different, it's a very different experience playing with others.
I wanted to ask you before we finished, your father, Brandon, he published a book earlier this year about his life in music. What have you learned from him?
I've learned a lot from him, and I've learned, like in general, probably my main musical teacher, but I learned a lot from the book as well. It's a very interesting book. Tasha Sada Hanga Askaelin, Clown Shan of Winter, and Agus Aspierla of my people. And it tracks his life. He's had a very interesting life so far. He was a teacher in Dublin, but he started playing music at 25. Talks about the impact on the Gaeltacht and on his way of thinking, playing music, singing. He's rode to Santiago in a Corach. Drove to Mongolia. He's always looking for adventures, and he's had his battles with the Kerry County Council as well, and documentaries made about him. But there's a healthy amount of defiance and disobedience that I've learned from him, and other people have that resonates with other people as well. But yeah, even though it's my father, I find it very. And maybe people are biased and I don't mean father worshipping, but I do find him a very inspirational character that I often argue with as well.
We're going to finish out by playing a little something else, but the event itself sounds exceptional, and thanks a million for coming in the wind and the rain tonight to talk to us, Cormac Begley.
Cheers.
Tradition Now will be at the National Concert Hall from the 25th to the 28th of September. It'll feature performances from Damien Dempsey with the National Symphony Orchestra Ireland, as well as Leisha Kelly, Moya Cannon and Fintan O'Toole. Cormac Begley and Friends will be on Sunday the 28th of September. For more details and tickets, the website is nch.ie, and you have two more chances to catch Cormac. He'll be headlining the Patrick Kavanagh Weekend in Monaghan on the 26th to the 28th of September, as well as appearing at the Gleneagle in Killarney on December 14th. Let's finish with this. This is Rolling in the Barrel, O'Neill's March and Tralee Jail.